K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Benny, welcome to the podcast. It is great. And look, straight off the bat, we love our fans, the people that have subscribed to the podcast and listened to us week in, week out. Without you guys, we wouldn't be doing it.
What? Settle down.
Surely you give them a bit of a pump up,
yeah,
Benny.
Mum, thanks.
Yeah. Look, this week is no exception. A huge podcast. I'm going to be telling you how NASA could be making us all rich. And I'm talking about everyone on planet Earth could be, Benny, wait for it, billionaire.
Loving that. It probably won't happen though.
Yes, it will.
Also on the podcast, I'm going to tell you about something that is potentially the most un-Australian thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
A chef has done something, has offered something to the people, and I think he needs to take a good hard look at himself.
Right, okay. Enjoy the podcast. Benny, you and I, we've spoken a few times about our supermarket shopping. We've made it pretty clear that we're LD shoppers.
Well, yeah, I do a bit of Aldi, I do a bit of everything, but I'm getting more targeted. When I was a bit younger and I lived by myself, well, not by myself, with others.
Yeah, like a shared house.
It would just be a one and done. I'd pick the best of a bad bunch,
yeah.
You know, like the one of the three, that's yep. Where I'm going. And Aldi always scared me off a little bit.
Yeah, because of the stacking your bags yourself.
Yeah, I just don't know what's going on.
But this is scaring me a lot now, okay? And I reckon you're going to be scared as well. Bizarre footage over in the US has been shared on social media showing a woman licking items on the supermarket shelves.
Oh, this happened last year.
Did it really?
So when COVID was like early days, people were licking ice cream tubs and then putting it back in.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you remember that?
I remember the ice cream dude.
Yeah. But they got in serious trouble.
Yeah, so Jody Meschik, she is from Colorado, USA, and is well known for her outlandish views on vaccinations and the pandemic. As a part of her attempts to convince people to be free, her latest stunt has seen her visit local supermarkets and lick everything and anything. She has been licking shopping trolleys, door handles, fridges, and even the goods at the supermarket.
Oh, my God.
Like, can you just think how disgusting that actually is?
It's, well,
like, it's one thing to be licking ice cream. That's fine.
Yeah,
lick
yeah.
your ice cream.
Different thing.
Because it's nice. But to be licking a trolley, the door handles, the fridges, and actually picking up goods. Like, licking tuna cans.
But that's the thing. Like, it's... they're obviously doing it for some sort of joke or attention, because what possible reason would you have to do it?
Yeah, well, I don't know, but
there's no reason for it.
Imagine the germs on it. Like, it would be disgusting.
If you're going to... we're certainly not encouraging this at all.
If you're going to be licking.
Yeah. But it's... you're right. It's a very weird selection of licks.
What would you be licking if you were to lick?
Like, I'd be in the lolly aisle.
Yeah,
like,
you lick...
True. I'd be just smashing all the food.
You lick the lollies.
Like, I'm not licking tin cans.
Would you go to the butchers at all? Like, the butchery section? The meats?
The butchery section?
I don't know. The deli. Would you go to the deli? Delicatessen?
Look, I've not licked raw meat in a very long time.
Sausages, salami,
probably
chops?
No, nah, I wouldn't be doing that.
Wouldn't do the sausages?
Wouldn't have thought so.
Fair call.
Potentially one of the most un-Australian things I've ever seen in my life.
Huge call.
Huge call. Because
massive.
Constantly seeing things that are un-Australian.
I would say not liking Vegemite, un-Australian. Not eating Tim Tams,
un-Australian.
I've
come around to Vegemite.
You what?
I used to not like it.
Whoa.
And then I started having like Cheesy Mite scrolls.
And now Vegemite's nice. And that warmed you up to Vegemite.
Yeah.
I could eat Vegemite on a spoon.
That's not me.
Love it.
I'm very light, but what's the other thing?
Oh, I would say sausages on the barbie, like
yeah.
meat, on, like cooking a barbecue.
Yep.
And that comes out a lot during summer.
Yeah.
I love firing up the Weber.
Now, one of the first ever jokes, you and our friendship has really bonded over certain events.
Oh.
One of the first ever jokes that you and I bonded over, I wonder if you know it.
Go on. What do you mean? Like actually telling a joke?
Well, it was a highlight that you and I, we still to this day laugh about. And
the bakery?
Not the bakery.
Not the bakery.
You're not far off, though. Something to do with the Geelong Addy.
Oh, yeah. I love pies.
I love pies.
Yeah.
So the Vox Pop that they do?
They used to do street talk.
Street talk.
Well, yeah. What are you looking forward to about winter?
And you literally just said...
Warm pies. I love eating pies.
I love pies. And you would say the meat pie is considered one of Australia's...
Greatest
foods.
Yeah.
It's delicious. It's delectable.
Mm.
And it's just very accessible is the word I'll use.
Good.
A Sydney chef out of Double Bay... Margaret Double Bay, it's Sydney somewhere.
Yep.
Has their business obviously closed down with everything that's going on, mm-hmm. But have done like family packs.
Love it.
From tomorrow, 10 family pies a day. Okay. So.
Whoa, that's a lot.
What do you mean?
Hey, you get a pack of 10 to take home.
No, they're doing 10 family pies a day.
Oh, okay. Mm. Oh, so that's not many.
Not many at all. So you would say they're in high demand?
No, I'd say they're not in high demand.
Maybe it's an exclusive thing. I don't know why there's only 10.
Yeah.
But I want to know how much you think you would... Like, what would you pay? So what it comes with is there's a potato puree, some braised peas, and some tomato sauce that you... Sorry, you don't get tomato sauce. You get your meat pie, some potatoes, and some peas.
Yeah. How much I'd pay for that?
Mm. It says feeds four comfortably.
Jeez. I'm thinking $4 a pie... Times 10 is 40.
No, just the one.
Oh, the single pie. Yep. Oh, okay.
So the pie, potato, peas.
Yep, $6.50. Am I anywhere near it?
$99.
No, it's not.
$99 for the pie. And it says comfortably feeds four. We'd bloody well hope so, because I can go to any shopping centre and get about six pies for $6. Actually ridiculous.
Mate, when people say NASA to me, I often tune out. I'm sort of thinking, they're worrying about the future. They deal with it and they get it sorted.
You're a here and now sort of guy.
I don't want to interrupt with what they're doing. Mm. Even like, hey, would you like to go to space? One-way ticket for $20,000?
No.
Couldn't think of anything worse.
It would be a punishment to send me to space.
Likewise. And I like flying.
Yeah, man, I don't.
I like Richard Branson, but I wouldn't want to sit next to him in a rocket. No. I don't care.
No, thank you.
Don't want to go to space. But NASA have come to the party. I saw this article and I was like, this is brilliant.
Mm.
NASA is planning a mission up to an asteroid that is hurling around in the solar system. So it's this giant asteroid that's been in the solar system.
Can it destroy
ages.
Us?
No, we're safe.
Okay, cool.
It's not going to destroy us. But it is made up of precious metals, this asteroid.
Yeah.
How much do you think it's worth?
Well, how could you possibly know that?
Well,
let's go billions of dollars.
NASA has worked out how much this asteroid is worth.
$25 billion.
$10,000 quintillion.
Whoa.
Now, that sounds like such a made-up figure.
And it is.
But it has 22 zeros after the 10. It's worth enough to make everyone currently living on Earth a billionaire. Everyone on planet Earth could be a billionaire with this metal from this asteroid.
What I fear about this is that there are people at NASA.
Yep.
They've released this story and they're giggling.
Why?
Because people like you and me are reading this going, wow, $10 quillion. And they're like, they said it again. $10 quillion.
They're saying it wrong. You think it's made up?
Oh, well, we wouldn't know. We're not smart enough.
The asteroid is called a Psyche 16.
How much is it worth again?
And it was discovered back in March 1852.
How much?
$10,000 quintillion dollars.
He said it again. He said it again. It's hard not to be captured by the Olympics at the moment.
It's on almost like 24/7.
It is, but obviously you want to be playing with your downtime listening to K-Rock.
Yeah. I have the Olympics on the TV.
But with mute.
Mute, yeah. Listening to K-Rock.
Now, I guess you don't forget it, but the Olympics are for 2 weeks. You literally could be a part of your event day one, get bombed out,
and then fly home.
You're out, like you're gone.
Trained for 4 years, 5 years.
Yeah, and you're done.
Done in a day.
Yeah, and like injuries or...
Absolutely.
The other day there was a pentathlon, and the favourite who was winning...
What's a pentathlon again?
It's 10 events.
Okay.
And you do...
Each event.
And the hot favourite was leading, like dominating, And then she got to the equestrian event, and her horse wouldn't jump.
Are you
How
kidding?
How funny is that?
The horse wouldn't jump.
Wouldn't jump. Refused to.
Well, that's what happens when you animals. It's not just like, hey, jump.
No,
you can't just expect it to do it.
Anyway, something that's dividing people at the moment is that some of the athletes that are finished, that are wrapped up, have taken European holidays.
Oh, well, I guess, it kind of makes sense while you're overseas.
To take advantage of it.
You may, because you might not be able to get another opportunity in the distant future.
I said this to you yesterday, where it literally is, we take so much, we put our spotlight on these athletes for 2 weeks, and then it goes away because we don't really know who they are.
Yeah.
So it's a bit harsh, but on the internet, it's a bit dividing of Australians to say, hey, fancy them rubbing in their European holidays because it's summer over there.
Tennis players do it all the time,
while
though.
We're here in lockdown, not being able to do anything, can't travel the world, do anything. So it's kind of like saying if they weren't these athletes, they would have to be at home doing nothing like the rest of us. But they're getting this privilege because, like you said, they're overseas anyway and they've taken that opportunity to go somewhere else.
I think it's fine. I don't see the harm in them, you know, getting to soak the sun in Barcelona.
I'm someone that doesn't really care about what they're doing.
No, and I'll be fair.
But it is interesting that they are copping a whack for going to a European vacay.
But who cares? Like, really?
I think some people really do care because they're not allowed to go.
Would people care if we went on a holiday?
I think people are asking for us to go on a holiday.
They're like,
from
can
this
we?
Show.
Yeah.
A permanent holiday.
Do Andy and Ben really need to be on Weekend Breakfast anymore? Come on, let them go somewhere. Just let them stay at home in lockdown.
Oh, ouch.
Clearly having a laugh. No one has said that, I don't think, to our face. Benny, I love reading these stories where just your run-of-the-mill bloke goes up against a big company or a big franchise and wants to take them to court.
Absolutely.
Now, more often than not, it usually has a sad ending. The big company
usually overruns them with a bit of money, a bit of a flex.
Well, yeah, they say, hey, we'll take you to court, we'll get the best lawyers, and we will win 9 times out of 10.
Yeah. Which is not fair.
But I'm hoping this punter, this Aussie punter from Tassie,
gets
wins.
It done.
An Aussie man has sent his local council a whopping invoice for over $174,000. Or $208 a day for using his land over the last 2 years.
For what?
So they've been using his land.
Yeah, but what have they been doing?
So what's happened is Mike, who's 62, was frustrated for over a year after he discovered that a public footpath, a bench, a power pole and a Telstra pit had been placed on his land.
So they weren't actually using it. It was kind of just things put on there.
Well, the council is using
his land. No, I know, but no one's actually using it. They've just done it. They're like, well, oh, yeah, let's just do
this. If you're sitting on a bench, that's on his land.
No, I understand. I thought you meant like, you know, they were pulling out resources.
Oh, no.
Or they were growing crops or something.
No, so there's permanent fixtures.
Yeah, there's fixtures on the land.
On the corner of his land.
So the council has been using it for the community.
Correct.
Okay.
But there, it's still...
No, I'm with you. Hey,
it's still his land.
All for the little people.
He has sent the invoice.
How do you come up with the figure?
Well, so he said it was $208 a day over the last 2 years. He's worked out just over $174,000.
Of course you would.
Every month since, he has sent another invoice with an extra month's fee lumped on.
Because
he hasn't heard from him.
Keep going.
He wants to hear from the council.
Yeah.
The council responded, and you're like, yes, surely they will negotiate a figure.
Compensation.
It's like, hey, look, nearly $200,000 is crazy.
Mm.
We'll give you $10,000. We're sorry.
And we'll remove the fixtures.
And we'll remove it. They have flat out refused to pay the bill.
Oh, really?
It's not happening.
That's surprising.
The invoice will not be paid, and we request that you stop sending such notices to us.
Well, then remove your fixtures.
And it's as simple as that. It's like, okay, I will stop invoicing you.
When you remove your fixtures.
When you remove the footpath, the bench, the Telstra pit, and the pole. Mm. Because it's ridiculous. It shouldn't be on his
100%,
land.
100%.
And they're just saying, well, no, we're keeping it there, and stop invoicing us. Who do you think you are? I don't care if you're the council. You can't have it on his property.
Is this the end of your story?
Yeah, they're just
nothing's happened.
They're just saying, hey,
it's not happening.
We're not paying it.
Oh my God. So I would be, if I was him, I'd be getting a jackhammer and just going.
Just taking it up.
And then continue to send the invoices for the labouring bill.
Hey, here's another invoice. Like we said, stop sending us invoices.
I wish I could do that. Hey, pay your electricity bill. Stop sending it to me.
Well, there we go, mate. The podcast is done. Before we get out of here, though, can we do this?
Let's do it.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Andy, my Thought of the Week comes from J.K. Rowling. So through lockdown...
Harry Potter.
I had a bit of a look at Harry Potter. And it got me thinking, I wonder how many great, unbelievable ideas have been rejected. Because the famous story of Harry Potter is J.K. Rowling submitted the books to a publisher,
yep,
and they said, no, this is no good.
Did they really?
Yeah, they said, no, it's horrible. And then it was, I think it was like an assistant that picked it up out of the trash and went, no, hang on.
This is,
true story. They were like, oh, no, this is actually really good. Like, who's poo-pooed this? So I wonder how many good ideas have actually been thrown away.
Imagine if she gave up on the Harry Potter franchise.
Exactly. Like... a different world.
But also, JK, after two or three, that's probably enough. You're really clutching when you go on 7, 8, 9 books.
No, you've clearly never seen it.
No, I haven't. I think I saw the first one and then that was it.
My thought is just how many times have we cured cancer? You know?
Well, because someone's gone, and people have just poo-pooed the idea.
That's a bad idea.
Wow, some heavy thinking.
Thanks.
Anyway, like and subscribe the podcast and you'll get more thoughts like that.
Bang!
See ya.
See ya.
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.